Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 37. Prices Paid.
In all his years of working in the Legion's kitchens, Sharpfangs had learned enough to know what the Legion's plans were without having to be told. All he needed to do was observe the mess hall. From what he had seen this morning, the Legion was expecting a major battle later. The chatter was nervous all around, more so than usual. That meant that they were about to put their lives on the line soon. He could tell who the new recruits were without looking. They were always the loudest talkers, whether it was boasting, asking questions, or just hinting at a need for support. Most of the kitchen staff was already taking a break. After a busy morning preparing breakfast, they were finally going to have theirs. Sharpfang stayed around for a while, though, just in case something was needed.
"Don't those things hurt?"
a high-pitched voice just a few feet to his side asked. Sharpfangs turned to find the kitchen division's latest recruit already moving in and staring at his muzzle. Ever since her arrival, Pinkie Pie had demonstrated an infectious, bubbly joy at everything she did, and an absolute lack of perception for personal space.
"Don't what hurt?"
Sharpfangs asked.
"Those pointy things coming out of your mouth," Pinkie replied. "They're fangs, right? They look pretty sharp. I guess that's why you're called Sharpfangs. It must be pretty awful for you if you bite your tongue with them. I bite my tongue sometimes when I talk or eat really fast, but my teeth are all flat, not sharp and pointy like those."
Sharpfangs waited patiently for Pinkie Pie to have mercy and stop assaulting him with questions, all the while thinking that he had sheltered from calmer blizzards than this. Before she could even slow down, however, Pinkie Pie suddenly put both her front hooves against his back and started rubbing.
What are you doing?"
he asked as he stepped back.
"Gressman was right. Your coat does feel weird. It's so rough, like sandpaper."
"Please stop,"
Sharpfangs said as he stepped back. He looked around nervously. His wife had caught a mare rubbing her hoofs against his wiry, long-haired coat before. The resulting incident was still sometimes talked about among the Legion police, and it was always with a shudder. Fortunately, while Pinkie Pie had no concept of personal space, she did have some concept of discomfort. Still all smiles, she backed away a bit.
"You're looking a bit happier this morning, Pinkie,"
he remarked.
"Yesterday, you were under the weather."
Pinkie Pie paused for a moment, as if remembering something.
"I was pretty glum, wasn't I?" she said. "I figured that it wasn't helping any pony anyway. I'd rather help my friends by cheering them up. Besides, every pony in the mess hall just seems so happy and excited."
Sharpfang snorted.
"They do, don't they?"
he remarked.
"There's going to be a major battle later on, and it's got them all worked up."
"Do they enjoy fighting that much?"
Pinkie asked.
"No, they're scared. They think that if they laughed and talked loud enough, their fear would lessen."
"That's a great attitude to have," Pinkie said with a grin. "Just laugh at whatever you're scared of."
Sharpfangs looked at Pinkie sadly. There was no mockery in her tone. She believed in what she said completely. The way she just said things, however, made his heart ache a little. He would love to believe in things she said, and he envied the life she must have lived within Celestia's barrier. What made him sad was the thought that the barrier lands would steal the belief infused within her words, as surely as a blizzard would steal the warmth from any pony, and reduce him to a frozen husk.
"Are you okay, Sharpfangs?" Pinkie Pie asked with concern. "Did you bite your tongue?"
"I'm fine,"
Sharpfangs replied. He sniffed, and then cleared his mind of melancholy. Pinkie Pie decided to come to this place, and he respected that, but she should face the consequences of doing so.
"Why don't we join the others, and..."
He stopped when he saw Pinkie Pie suddenly shiver violently, her eyes staring blankly ahead of her.
"Pinkie, are you all right?"
he asked worriedly. Pinkie Pie's eyes refocused, and she hugged herself to stop from shivering. With her teeth still chattering, she tried to speak.
It's gotten really cold in here,"
she said.
"You're in a kitchen with several cook fires still up,"
Sharpfangs replied sharply.
"What's wrong? Do you have a fever?"
Pinkie shivered for a few more moments and then stopped. She let out a loud exhale of relief before speaking again.
"Wow, that was weird. I suddenly felt really cold inside. It's like having your heart replaced with ice cubes for a minute. It's like a doozy, a really cold doozy."
Sharpfangs raised an eyebrow.
"No offense, but is this a chosen thing?"
he asked.
"I've heard of heartburn, and I've experienced it a few times. but not Heart Freeze.
Oh, it's not the same for all of us, Chosen, Pinky replied. I think it's my Pinky Sense acting up, but I've never had that kind of reaction from my Pinky Sense.
Pinky Sense.
Sharpfangs was now completely baffled.
What in the frozen valleys of Wolvengard is a Pinky Sense?
It's just when I get twitches on my body that means something's gonna happen, Pinky replied cheerfully. I don't think that you'll find it in the frozen valleys of Wolvengard.
Seeing Pinky still being earnest made it difficult for Sharpfangs to scoff at what she was saying. The idea of such a silly pony being able to predict the future would be a good joke for a nightly drinking session, but he wasn't going to laugh at Pinkie Pie's face.
So what does this really cold doozy say about the future?
He asked.
I don't know, Pinky replied. It's the first time that it's happened to me. I think it's something really bad, and it's going to happen during the battle you were talking about.
It's a battle,
Sharpfangs said.
Bad things always happen in battles. Battles are bad things. Anything specific?
No.
Pinkie Pie bit into a foreleg nervously, her precious cheer all but gone. She looked pleadingly at Sharpfangs.
Can we stop the battle? She asked. Just for today?
Sharpfangs looked from the kitchen and into the mess hall, just as the ponies were already beginning to leave.
There is no stopping this battle, Pinkie Pie,
he said.
Let's just hope that your Pinky Sense is wrong this time.
But it's never wrong, Pinky said quietly.
The residents of the southern section of Bastion City watched from their homes as the Legion gathered its forces by the gates. Reactions among them were mixed. More than a few lauded the upcoming attack as brave and dynamic, a sign that the Legion may be on the defensive, but it was still a force to be reckoned with. Just as many quietly hoped that their troops would make it back alive. Nearly every family in Bastion City had a son or daughter in the Legion. Among those gathered closest to the gates was Applejack's platoon. She fidgeted slightly, adjusting the straps of her barding for the 8th time. Or was it the 9th?
Nervous?
Too Colt asked. He was standing right next to her, his eyes betraying his own fears from underneath his chaperon.
Maybe a little,
Applejack answered. She was well aware of the difference between this upcoming fight and her previous one. It was one thing to stand on top of a wall and knock down every wolven that tried to climb up, and another to charge out of the gates and into a pack of them. She was also aware that she was part of the group of ponies out in the front and was expected to be in the thick of the fighting. Reinforcements were arriving, and it would be infantry's job to clear a path for them to take into the city, while reconnaissance provided air support, and Magical blasted the enemy back. Behind her were several squads of unicorns from Magical, while Pegasi occupied the walls and gates. She looked up as several shadows crossed her vision. An entire flight of ponies was hovering just above them, out of sight of woven bolters, but ready to take off once the attack commenced. She recognized the lead Pegasus as Flight Captain Tailwind, Vanguard Clash's mother.
There goes Flight Dreadwing, Two Colt remarked. They always seem to be the ones heading the Pegasi in any major operation. Your friend's really lucky to get picked to join them.
Applejack's gaze went from Pegasus to Pegasus until she found who she was looking for. Rainbow Dash hovered among her flightmates, her head raised proudly, while a confident, eager smile curved her lips. She suddenly looked down and caught sight of Applejack looking at her. With a snort and a tilt of her head, Rainbow looked away.
Yeah, Applejack replied to Two Colt. Real lucky.
Applejack sighed. A day had passed since their scuffle, and the two of them still weren't talking to each other. She regretted losing her temper during that incident. All it did was make things worse between them. She had made up her mind. After this battle, she was going to pony it up and apologize, even if it meant that Rainbow was going to rub her nose in it. After that, she was going to try again. It wasn't just Rainbow that Applejack was planning on talking to. Behind her platoon, she caught sight of Twilight Sparkle, among the other unicorn magi. Twilight wasn't going on about how they had to go out there and kill Wolven like Rainbow was. That was because, for the past few days, the purple unicorn barely said anything to them. She was constantly reading, and the slightest interruption irritated her. Spike once told stories about Twilight's knife-friendless days in Canterlot. Applejack wondered if this was something like those times, or worse.
Is that Captain Vanguard Clash? Two Colt asked. Looks like Special Operations is involved in this attack, too.
Applejack followed Two Colt's gaze and saw Vanguard Clash standing by one side of the gate. In his distinct barding, Vanguard looked like a statue of black metal, while legionnaires around him paced about and fidgeted in anticipation of battle. Vanguard was perfectly still. Applejack couldn't help but smile wryly at the contrast he presented with Rainbow Dash. One was as colorful as her name suggested, easily among the loudest of her friends, and right now, filled her with apprehension. The other one was about as colorful as a tombstone, and just as talkative. Staring at him, she felt some of her own nervousness recede. She reminded herself to talk to Vanguard later. He was born into all this fighting, and he's been doing it all his life. He would know how to deal with all the violence they were exposed to, without falling apart. For now, however, Applejack concentrated on the task ahead. The attack was about to start soon. She had to somehow survive this battle, if she ever wanted to mend things among her friends. Rainbow Dash hovered impatiently as she waited for the signal to attack. Flight Dreadwing had already received their orders earlier. It was their job to lead the Pegasus charge against the Wolven, disrupt the enemy rear lines, and provide covering fire for the ground troops. Their flight captain had been tasked with assassinating the Bracurus commander in charge of the southern Wolven forces. Rainbow was practically swelling with pride. There was no doubt now that Flight Dreadwing was the best flight in the Legion, and three recruits were traded away just so she could be included in it. During their raid, she had proven herself capable of fighting alongside them. For today's battle, she planned on showing them that she was the best thing to happen to the flight. Finally, after what seemed like ages, the horn that sounded the attack blew, and the gates swung open.
"That's the signal!" Tailwind barked. "Move out! For Equestria!"
Flight Dreadwing mirrored Tailwind's battle cry and took off, winging its way past the southern walls, followed by Flight Stormdawn and Flight Frostshear. Below them, several infantry platoons charged past the gate and straight into the waiting Wolven forces. Rainbow had little time to watch how the ground troops were doing. As soon as she flew past the walls, she and the rest of her flight were greeted by a barrage of bolts. There was no panic flying from her this time. She stayed in formation and weaved to the side along with the rest of the flight as she pulled out her crossbow.
"Take down their bolters!"
Tailwind shouted over the clamor of battle. She pulled out the enormous crossbow strapped to her back. It was already loaded before the battle, a slow, difficult process, as Rainbow had observed.
"Night breeze, spring rain, cover me while I move in."
As two of Flight Dreadwing's officers joined their flight captain in flying deeper into enemy lines, Rainbow and the others fired their first barrage into the gathered Wolven bolter squads. She picked one bolter who was just about to finish loading his weapon and pulled the firing lever. The bolt whizzed unerringly towards its target, and the Wolven was flung back when a thick shaft of wood found a home in its ribs.
"Good," Rainbow thought. "I'm still in perfect form."
She pulled out a bolt from the case attached to her side and loaded it on the fly. The Wolven bolters were just about finished reloading when she let another bolt loose. Another Wolven bolter dropped to its side, its neck bleeding copiously. A second barrage of bolts flew from below, and the entire flight flew up to avoid it. Rainbow heard a scream from just below her that was immediately cut off. She didn't look, however. Her attention suddenly became focused on one part of the battlefield. From the rear lines stalked forth an enormous Wolven. It was smaller than King Fenrir, but it was easily four times the size of a pony. Its white fur made it stand out among its gray-coated brethren.
"Bracurus," she whispered.
Gnarlrock chuckled to himself as the Thunderfoots stormed out of their city and straight into the fangs of his Wolven. For days now he had been waiting while they holed up in their wretched city. Now he had a chance to release some pent-up aggression. Just a few days ago, the Western forces had been attacked by flying Thunderfoots, and their commander, Gelrock, embarrassed himself by letting several supply wagons burn. This was a chance for him to prove himself to the king as the most competent among the Bracuri.
"Forward!" he roared. "Tear these Thunderfoots apart!"
"Commander, there are Thunderfoots also coming from the south!"
one Wolven howled.
"Then kill them too!"
Gnarlrock snarled. Scouts had already warned him earlier of the approaching Thunderfoots from the south. Nakiskra, his former scouting leader, had suggested that he call upon the other commanders to reinforce his troops to prevent the Thunderfoots from joining up. For such an impertinent suggestion, she later provided him with dinner that same night. Call for help? How humiliating would that be? This march into the Thunderfoot's lands would be the greatest battle in Wolvengard's history, and there was no way he was going to let himself be overshadowed by any Wolven by asking for help. Gnarlrok looked up to see a large flock of flying Thunderfoots descend on his bolters, shooting them while they were still reloading. He also noticed a trio of them separate from the main flock and head towards him. Snarling at this brazen challenge, he advanced upon the three. One of them aimed a large bolter straight at him.
"Think you can kill me, Thunderfoot?"
he roared.
"Come then!"
With one swift motion, he grabbed a nearby rock and hurled it at the flying Thunderfoot while continuing to charge.
"Full of a nag!"
An enormous rock, the size of her head, flew directly towards Tailwind before she could take the shot. With a flap of her wings, she changed directions, dodging the thrown rock just in time. Nightbreeze and Spring Rain flew ahead of her and fired their shots at the charging Bracchurus. The Bracchurus dodged Nightbreeze's shot, while Spring Rain struck true, embedding a bolt just above the Wolven's left shoulder. It ignored the hit and kept charging.
"Flight Captain, watch out!"
Nightbreeze warned. A squad of Wolven bolters had detached from their main firing line and were now taking aim at Tailwind. Cursing at the lost chance, Tailwind dodged and weaved as a barrage of bolts came her way. Both her escorts had now reloaded, and then refocused their aims towards the squad of bolters. They fired, and a pair of Wolven dropped to the snow-covered grounds. It was now a race of reloading. The two of them would finish first, while the Wolven struggled with their heavy weapons. But even if they killed two more, they would still have to avoid another barrage. She righted herself and took aim once again, only to find the Bracchurus no longer where it was standing. With a vicious roar, the Bracchurus jumped from directly beneath her, its claws and jaws outstretched. Tailwind noticed in time to twist her body and avoid being ripped in half. She could feel the Bracchurus's hot breath on her coat as his jaws snapped shut just a few inches from her body. To her bad luck, however, one of its claw swipes struck the arbalest she was carrying and knocked it to the ground.
"Damn!"
Tailwind hissed. She immediately grabbed hold of her regular crossbow, aimed, and fired while the Bracchurus was still falling from its jump. The bolt struck true, burying itself into her target's side. She didn't believe that it was going to slow down, however. Its wiry, armor-like fur, its tough hide, and its thick muscles made sure that bolts from anything smaller than the arbalest would not penetrate too deeply. Before she could make a dash towards her fallen weapon, a barrage of bolts came flying towards her, forcing her to fly back and get some distance. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw what looked like a streak of colors heading towards the fallen arbalest. Though the battle raged on all around her, Rainbow couldn't help but look at how her flight captain dealt with the enemy leader. The Bracchurus was enormous. Even from afar, she knew that they were big, but seeing one this close was impressive. Its size, its speed, everything about it was completely monstrous. She felt her heart skip when it jumped so high that it nearly bit Tailwind. No wonder all it took was to kill one of these monsters to earn an insignia. When Tailwind's arbalest fell to the ground, Rainbow saw her chance. Normal crossbows hurt the monster, but they weren't enough to kill it. It needed one clean shot with the arbalest to bring it down. She made a dash for the weapon, flying low and zigzagging through the swirling battle. Infantry was pushing hard, forcing the Wolven lines to break up or be trampled into the blood-soaked snow. There were also ponies attacking from the opposite side and making their way towards the city. The Pegasus reinforcements spread out, firing on the scattered Wolven to keep them confused and unable to regroup. Casualties were also all over the place. A Pegasus crashed just a few feet away from Rainbow, his body riddled with bolts. Two more followed him with the same injuries. She flew past several dead Earth ponies and had to duck a swipe from one of the Wolven who were savaging the remains. Finally, Rainbow made it to where the arbalest had fallen. Fortunately enough, the weapon had not fired despite the impact. When she lifted it up, it didn't look like it was damaged either. The thing was heavy, however. When she flew up, she found herself slowed a bit.
"Rainbow Dash!" Tailwind shouted from above her. "Good work! Now hand it over here!"
Another barrage of bolts forced her to fly up, just to dodge. Unfortunately for them, the Bracchurus had also followed where the arbalest had fallen. Its fearsome red eyes locked onto Rainbow as it charged. In the few seconds it took for the monster to reach her, Rainbow had to make a snap decision. The balance threw her off, but she aimed the arbalest at the Bracchurus and fired directly into its gaping jaws. The moment the horn sounded and the gates swung open, Applejack found herself carried away by the sudden rush of her fellow legionaries.
"For Equestria!"
every pony shouted. Instinctively, she echoed the battle cry. There was little conscious thought involved as she went with the charge. The mere pent-up energy of waiting for the attack to begin, followed by the sudden burst of sound and movement, sent every pony in infantry running headlong towards the Wolven, waiting by the other side of the gates. It was like being carried away on a river's current. The foremost ponies crashed into the Wolven with a loud bang of colliding metal and flesh. The Wolven at the front of their lines were struck, and then went down, while the charging ponies reared up to trample them. Blood spattered across Barding as their tramplers crushed bones. The Wolven responded by jumping on the lead ponies, latching onto their Barding with powerful jaws, and dragging them down. When one pony proved too strong to be taken down by a single Wolven, two or three more easily followed through, and a fallen pony was practically helpless as the Wolven tore bits of his Barding off of the straps and then clamped into the exposed flesh. From behind Applejack came a barrage of magic. Arcs of lightning struck the Wolven, charring their hides and leaving them twitching helplessly, while the frontline legionnaires trampled them to death. A crack of thunder from behind caused her to duck reflexively. An enormous bolt of lightning, much bigger than the previous ones, flashed just above her, striking one of the Wolven and knocking it flying back to the enemy rear lines. Instead of a badly singed, twitching Wolven, there was only a charred corpse. The spell then scattered into several smaller bolts that struck the Wolven unfortunate enough to be nearby, singeing their bodies and leaving them howling in pain. Applejack followed where the vicious bolt had come from, and, not to her surprise, she found Twilight Sparkle. The unicorn's horn was still crackling with purple energy, and it looked like she was already intoning another spell. The unicorn magi next to her were looking at her in surprise, but she ignored them. She didn't even seem to look at the carnage that had resulted from her last one.
"Is that what you've been studying so much for, Twi?" Applejack thought.
She didn't have time to contemplate, however. A Wolven had locked its eyes on her and charged, flecks of spit flying from its mouth as it jumped. Applejack was ready for it. She reared up and smashed a trampler directly against the Wolven's nose, cracking its snout and knocking it on its back. Her heart pounding, she rushed forward and brought both front hoofs down on her stunned enemy as hard as she could. She closed her eyes momentarily as she heard the crunch come from beneath her tramplers and felt the Wolven's struggling cease. She heard another howl come from her right and found Tuukolt trampling another Wolven just a foot away.
"Stop doing that," Tuukolt admonished.
"Doing what?
Closing your eyes in the middle of a fight. Are you crazy?"
"Sorry," Applejack mumbled.
"I'm still not used to this."
She remembered Twilight's expressionless face after that bolt of lightning. Perhaps she was the only one left who wasn't. She looked ahead, suddenly determined to put more into this battle. That was when she caught sight of an enormous Wolven moving from the enemy's rear lines. She had already been taught what this creature was from her training. It was a Brachyurus, the biggest and nastiest of the Wolven. She also saw several Pegasi flying after the thing, firing bolts from their crossbows. She watched in awed horror as the massive creature jumped high into the air and swiped at one of them. Something fell from the Pegasus as she dodged the blow. It looked like a crossbow. A really big one. A streak of rainbow colors caught Applejack's attention as it sped towards where the weapon had fallen.
"Rainbow!"
she thought worriedly. Her friend was now streaking past the enemy lines, likely to retrieve the crossbow. Several Wolven tried to give chase, but quickly abandoned the idea once they saw how fast their target was going. Rainbow Dash had managed to get where the weapon had fallen, and Applejack saw her hover with the enormous weapon while the Brachyurus closed in on her.
"What are you doing?" Applejack thought desperately. "Fly up! Get out of there!"
Rainbow Dash seemed to hesitate for a second, and then took aim and fired. At the very last moment, the Brachyurus closed its jaws and ducked. Rainbow's shot tore right through its left ear, causing blood to run down its face. Applejack's heart went cold as the monstrous Wolven continued to charge. It raised a claw and brought it down on the sky-blue Pegasus, who was still hovering in front of it. The claw slammed into Rainbow Dash and knocked her viciously to the ground. Clumps of snow flew up from where she struck. Her weapon went flying towards another direction.
"Rainbow!"
Applejack cried out. Ignoring Tuukolt's protests, she ran ahead, dodging and weaving past several Wolven. Nowelrock grinned as the strangely colored flying Thunderfoot fell before him. He had overreached when he swiped so that his pads struck it rather than his claws. The ones flying above him were ignored for now. This one was so distinctly marked that it must surely be some high-ranking Thunderfoot within cursed Tirado's herd. All he needed to do now was rip its tail off, eat the rest, and present the trophy to the others. He opened his jaws and lunged forward, already anticipating the taste of Thunderfoot flesh in his mouth. Halfway through his lunge, however, Something suddenly slammed into his face. He looked ahead of him to find another Thunderfoot somehow holding him back. Surprised and enraged, Nowarok pushed back, determined to seize his prey before it recovered and flew off. Rainbow Dash opened her eyes in a daze. What happened? One second she saw her shot miss, and the next second she was flat on her back on the ground. Her head spinning, she tried to remember what had happened in the past few seconds. The Brachyurus had struck her. She remembered the impact of the pads of its paw hitting her solidly, and counted herself lucky that it hadn't raked her with its claws. She tried to stand, but her legs were still wobbly, and her vision was all over the place. A deep, cavernous growl brought her up short, and she looked ahead. The Brachyurus was right before her, licking its lips in anticipation. Rainbow tried to get to her hoofs again, but her knees refused to do what she asked them to do. She flapped her wings desperately, but all she did was hover for a few seconds and then fall face first into the snow. The Brachyurus's hot breath was on her back. Rainbow closed her eyes and waited for the end. Seconds passed without anything happening. Rainbow opened her eyes again to find an Earth Pony Legionnaire standing in front of her. The yellow tail and the orange coat gave her a good idea of who it was.
Applejack?
She thought. Her eyes widened as she realized that it was indeed Applejack, and she had reared up to hold back the jaws of the Brachyurus before them.
What are you waiting for?
Applejack grunted as she glanced back.
Fly!
She was shaking from the effort just to keep the Brachyurus from shoving her aside. Rainbow got to her hooves and flapped her wings. This time, she managed to hover properly. Before Applejack could so much as breathe a sigh of relief over her friend's safety, the Brachyurus shifted before her. The monstrous wolven shook her loose and swiped at her with a claw. Something hot and wet splattered across Rainbow's face as she saw the Brachyurus's claw sweep Applejack aside. Her friend flew several feet to the side before tumbling into the snow and lying still. A bright red trail, along with bits of shredded barding, marked where she had tumbled.
Applejack?
Rainbow mumbled, her voice shaking.
Applejack!
She flew hurriedly towards her fallen friend. The Brachyurus had focused on Rainbow again. Before it could strike, a pair of bolts found their targets on its side. With a roar, it fell back and switched its attention to the Pegasi circling it.
Rainbow! Tailwind shouted from above. Get your friend out of there!
Tears streaming down her face, Rainbow tried to get Applejack to her hoofs, but the orange-coated pony was limp in her forelegs. Blood soaked through her leather barding as she lifted Applejack to her back before taking off. Snarling viciously, the Brachyurus prepared to jump again when another pony slammed against its chest. This one was clad in heavy black plates and had struck directly below its neck, knocking it flat on its back. With a swing of his neck, Vanguard Clash brought his blade against the Brachyurus, slicing open a large wound on its side just as it was getting up. He jumped back in time as a claw swiped at him, keeping his head low and waiting for another opportunity to attack. No attack came, however. As the Brachyurus prepared to charge again, a torrent of flame washed over its face. It fell back while howling in agony. Vanguard glanced back to see who had cast the spell, only to find Twilight Sparkle running forward, her face twisted in a rage. The Brachyurus was not done despite its horrific injury. Half of its face was charred and partly melted, and another bolt had struck its side. Still, it roared and leaped towards Vanguard with its claws extended. Vanguard saw his opening. He matched the leap with a charge of his own and immediately ducked towards the monster's blindside. He moved past the claws and then plunged his two-bladed sword deep within the Brachyurus's ribs. A weak howl escaped the Brachyurus's jaws, and it raised a paw to knock Vanguard back. Before it could do so, it found Tailwind hovering right before its face, the arbalest now on her forelegs, with another bolt loaded. Without a moment's hesitation, she pulled the firing lever. The bolt flew from her weapon and plunged right into the Brachyurus's remaining eye. The impact knocked the monster over, leaving it dead on its back. Before Tailwind could take a closer look to see if the job was done, another wave of flame crashed into the Brachyurus, lighting it on fire. She flew back and watched the flames consume her target with a sigh of frustration. Vanguard had managed to pull his weapon out and jump back just before Twilight burned the dead Brachyurus to a crisp. The white-hot flames died down as quickly as they had flared up, leaving behind a large, blackened corpse. For a moment, he was reminded of Pyre Valor's handiwork. The flames were the same, as was the ferocity of the spell. There was no time to dwell on it, however. The horn sounded from the walls again. The reinforcements had made it back, and it was time to retreat to the safety of the city. As he was leaving, the wind blew something against his legs. He looked down to find a hat, Applejack's hat, being blown against him. He picked it up and started running back, signaling to Twilight to do the same. Already, he could see Wolven from the eastern and western sides of the city, running over. The sound of the horn signaling the attack's end was barely audible to Rainbow as she winged her way to the city. Bolts zipped past her dangerously, and she was flying out of formation, but she didn't care. The only thought she had was getting Applejack to medical, and then doing whatever it took to make sure her friend lived.
My...
Rainbow felt Applejack shift on top of her. A measure of relief escaped her as a sigh.
"Applejack!" she exclaimed. "How are you?" My hat."
Applejack's voice was so weak that it was almost impossible to hear her. Her hooves moved slightly in some futile search.
"Where's my hat?"
Rainbow Dash could only choke back a sob as she beat her wings harder. Bastion City seemed so far away.